You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast from Nashville, Tennessee. Is anybody still awake in this place? Yeah! Well, we're going to change up the model here for this third and final hour here. As you're listening to the political cesspool, I should add, with James Edwards, we've even got toddlers in the room. And my daughter was among them until she conked out. But Titus is still going strong back there in the back and he's giving us a rebel yell the best he can. The sound of victory, that's right. Well, anyway, where was I? This last hour, we're going to break the model, and we're going to be inviting up people of – well, everybody in here is a person of interest. That should go without saying. But we're going to do rapid-fire, 2 or 3 minute mini-interviews with as many people as we can here as we wrap things out. And it's going to be punchy. It's going to be fast and furious. And the first person is a guy that's just a great friend of mine, and he's a true hero of our people. And I really can't say enough about him. I love Paul Fromm. He is the I think it was said earlier today before he gave his excellent presentation that if there is an organization in Canada to which you should belong, Paul is the head of it. And that's because he's the head of about 5 or 6 organizations in Canada. If it deals with the rights of European Americans north of the border, freedom of speech issues, immigration concerns, I mean, Paul is a jack of all trades, and he's done it all for our people. And it's great to welcome the one and only, the incomparable Paul Fromm to the political cesspool. Paul Fromm, everybody. Paul, tell us what you've been up to in Canada since your last appearance with us.
Well, a lot of free speech battles, James. One of the most interesting ones deals with the Southern Poverty Law Center. They've been trying to hijack a will. A Canadian professor left a sizable estate to the National Alliance. It took about 9 years to probate it, but last May, this estate got probate, and the SPLC said that had to be stopped, this would be contrary to public policy. So anyway, a couple of Canadians, the SPLC had no standing in Canada, but a couple of Canadian individuals got moving on that, and there's been a law case where the people, including the government of New Brunswick, are arguing that a gift, a bequest to the National Alliance would be contrary to public policy because they don't like their politics.
Well, let me say something about this very quickly, Paul. So basically what you're saying is a gentleman who passed away in Canada left a sizable amount of money to an organization, a politically incorrect organization, let's just say that. And because of that, and because of no other reason than that, judges in Canada ruled that that money could not be dispersed to this particular organization.
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. And we were not directly a part of the case because the money wasn't coming to us. But we intervened, or I guess you'd say in U.S. terms, sought amicus curiae status, and we gave them a good fight. We're flabbergasted that we lost, but we're now appealing, and it's vital because if the SPLC establishes that as a principle in Canada, not only would it be bad for us, but it could be invoked as a precedent across the border here in the States.
Let me ask you this, Paul. What in the world is the National Alliance? Haven't heard of it. Tell us all about that.
Well, the National Alliance was a racial nationalist group. It's not very active anymore, but it was really quite strong in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. It believed in white rights. It believed in white separation. It was a legal organization. It has never been charged in the United States. And we tried to point out to the judge it operated for about a year and a half in Canada. And even though we have much stricter laws, it was never charged in Canada. So it was perfectly legal. People may not like its politics, but that's not the point.
Well, talking about standing, I'm trying to struggle with the idea of why the Southern Poverty Law Center, located in Montgomery, Alabama, would have any standing to challenge a will in Canada. What is their basis for doing that?
Well, they legally had no standing, so they had to dredge up parties that would do it for them. They found a long estranged sister of the professor, and she launched the challenge. Although she said she didn't want the money, she said she was doing it in the public interest. For a woman who couldn't pay her legal bills, that's a little hard to understand.
Well, it seems as though the civil rights movement is not yet complete if we don't have the freedom to leave money after our death to the organizations, whether they're politically correct or not, that we would like. Obviously, there is still some work to be done, and I'm sure Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton will be getting on that for all of us. Right, Paul?
Well, we're expecting Jesse any minute now in New Brunswick, and certainly Al Sharpton, and I've got to say his hairdo gets sharper every day. I don't think the city of St. John would be the same without those two outside agitators.
I got to say one thing. Very quickly, I'm going to toss it back to my colleague and compatriot and confederate. Any word that starts with a C, Keith Alexander, is that to me. But I want to quickly plug the organizations with which you are involved in a leadership capacity, Paul, because I mean this in all sincerity. And we do have Canadian listeners tuned in tonight. We have a robust Canadian audience that tunes in north of the border to the political cesspool every week. Give the organizations that you're involved with that they might need to belong to if they are a Canadian citizen.
Okay, two. The Canada First Immigration Reform Committee. We're interested in immigration reform. That is to shut the borders right now because of our high unemployment and deport those illegally in the country. And the second one is the Canadian Association for Free Expression, and our aims are obvious, to protect the much attacked free speech in Canada. If you'd like to get more information, my email is easy to remember. It's paul@paulfromm.com. Another organization, this is more stateside, is the Soldiers of the Cross Leadership Training Institute. It's a course that's run every year in the summer for 1 week of intensive training for anybody 16 to 30, let's say. We're trying to give potential leaders and people of influence the knowledge they're going to need for the difficult days ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, with regards to that, I know that good friends of ours, Tom Sunich and Bill Johnson, have been involved with that, and that's something that folks should check out. And we only have about a minute before break, and we're going to get to the beautiful Rachel right after this first commercial. But I know you've got a flyer in your hand that we want people to be made aware of. It's a European American Heritage Festival, and it's coming up in October in Middle Tennessee. What can you tell us about that, Paul?
Yeah, this is the European American Heritage Festival. It's the 28th on October 25th in Pulaski, Tennessee. It's a family-oriented event. There'll be booths. There'll be eats. It's a great opportunity to get together and celebrate our culture.
Well, we got a break, and we're going to talk more about this event when we come back on the flip side. So stay tuned, everybody.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character. Where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to the grand finale of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool here from Nashville, Tennessee at the Council of Conservative Citizens National Conference. Come on, everybody. Oh, my goodness, if you keep this up, we may stay here all night long. Right, Keith? All right, well, we've got the beautiful Rachel Pendergraf here with us now, and just a wonderful lady with a wonderful family by everything I've noticed in personal dealings with them over the years. And as Paul Fromm was mentioning, the great hero Paul Fromm of North of the Border, although Paul's down here all the time, I see Paul more than I see some of my relatives. And so he's in the United States regularly. But he was mentioning right before the commercial break about the European American Heritage Festival in Central Tennessee. It's coming up in late October, about a week before Halloween, and Rachel's going to tell us all about it, the who, what, where, when, why.
All right. Well, thank you, James, and I want to compliment everyone on a tremendous conference here this weekend. I've really thoroughly enjoyed myself. But as Paul mentioned, the European American Heritage Festival is in its 28th year. It's being held October 25th in Pulaski, Tennessee. That's just a short drive from Nashville, 70 miles to be exact. And a few of the sponsors are American Free Press, the Barnes Review, Canadian Association for Free Expression, the Christian Revival Center, Cast Football, Heritage Connection Music Band, the Political Cesspool, Stormfront, Tomislav Sunik, and the Rob Law Firm. And it is, what we want to do is make this a white Christian family reunion, just white people from all across the country coming, doing something positive for their people. This isn't a protest. This is a low-key affair on the square in Pulaski. Bring your lawn chairs or foods, exhibits, music, walk for white pride. You can carry the flag from your nation of origin, whether that's Germany, England, Scotland, Russia, whatever it is. We want you to be proud of who you are, what you are, and of your ancestors, and just bring the whole family, enjoy a good time of food, fellowship, and politically incorrect speeches, and just a really good time.
Well, that sounds like our kind of a stuff, and I know that it's a family-friendly event. I see a beautiful young girl here, a child here, holding the beautiful Christian symbol of the Confederate flag. And the St. Andrew's Cross, of course, October 25th, 2014 is where it's going to happen. And it's going to be, obviously, in addition to what you said, I know there's going to be crafts, there's going to be vendors, there's going to be an antique car show. There's a website here. EuropeanAmericanHeritageFestival.com. And then is that the number I should give out? I should probably let you give it out, but I already have, we only have one mic here. I mean, it's a remote, but it's 870-427-3414. And again, you can catch that in the archive if you want to rewind it, but it's 870-427-3414. That is for the European American Heritage Festival being held about an hour south of Nashville. In Pulaski, Tennessee, October 25th, 2014, family-friendly event, and it's going to be great weather. I mean, that is a beautiful time of year, 28 years in a row. Last thing you'd like to say about it?
Just love your race, love your heritage. Come on down and celebrate our white race.
There you go, everybody. All right. All right. Everybody else can do it, and they are great sons and daughters and of their people. They are lionized. We do it, and we're white supremacists, right? Well, no, that's wrong, and that's not the case. Everybody should be entitled to be proud of who they are and where they came from and who their heroes and traditions and culture, whatever it is. Everybody should be proud of that, and whites should be able to be proud of it too, and refuse to be negatively stigmatized for doing so. And I'm proud that there's organizations out here that are having festivals like this in the public and that we can still attend. That is a healthy thing, folks. There's nothing wrong with that. Never feel as though you're doing something dirty or seedy or shady by doing and claiming for yourself what everybody else claims for themselves, and rightly so. That is healthy, natural, and normal. And thank God for organizations like this. And I mean that, everybody. I mean, you're doing a good thing. Let's get Sonny Thomas up here. Sonny Thomas, we were talking about people making a difference, people who are doing things. Sonny Thomas has given us a de facto affiliate station up in Ohio. He plays the political cesspool on his network, and he's got different outlets with which he presents news and views from the paleoconservative perspective. And so, Sonny, tell us, that mic only gets you to the room. This is the mic that's going to get you over the air, but you can talk into that, too, so they can hear you. But, yeah, you got a radio station of sorts and television access as well up in Ohio. Tell us what you're doing.
Well, a lot of things I try to do is with cable access, we have access to a large cable network through Time Warner Digital, Channel 991 in all of Southwest Ohio. And we put on different programs, documentaries, and other things to try to raise general awareness of what's going on. We've actually featured a lot of stuff from the council, as well as the documentary about the origin of political correctness, which is critical theory, which I've actually really glad the council has it available, because I've used that as one heck of a tool to fight the left. Even at school board meetings, because I tell them, look, you should be teaching our kids critical thinking, not critical theory. And then once I explain critical theory, basically they just totally jammer amongst themselves because they can't speak. So knowledge is power, and that's clearly the way it is. But on my little I have a regular show I do every Thursday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's the Sonny Thomas Show on blogtalkradio.com/truthemerges. I'm the number one show on that network consistently. And the Thank you. And my number one rated show was actually, I had two activists. One was featured in a documentary called What in the World Are They Spraying? Deborah J. Whitman. That was my number one show. My number two show was actually very interesting in itself. It was Southern Nationalism and Secession, what it is and what it isn't. And I had really great guests on. I had Brad Griffin was on there. I had Olaf Childress, and I also had Dr. Michael Hill from the League of the South. So it was a very interesting conversation, and why it's more important now to really look at secession now as opposed to 1860, because the fact that when you look at the Declaration of Independence, our government is obviously going way off course, and according to the Declaration, when government no longer works such as that, we can go ahead and, you know, start over.
And it's obvious that our nation was founded by seceding from the British Empire, right? So the idea that secession is somehow not kosher or not sanctioned and not consistent with the founding principles of this nation is utter and rank foolishness, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, it's the definition of federalism. So I really think it's really important. And to me, I always say the new Fort Sumter is there's a bill that's floating through the South Carolina legislation right now that hopefully Nikki Haley signs. If it does, it will totally nullify Obamacare and also give it teeth if they tried to actually push Obamacare in that state. They will arrest and charge anyone who pushes it with a felony. So that really is the new Fort Sumter at that point.
Sounds like General Forrest's principle that you never stand and sit and wait for an attack. In other words, you initiate the contact. That's what you're doing in South Carolina, apparently. Is that correct?
Well, that's looks like what's going on down there. So if they set that, that'll set a precedent, just like with a lot of anti-Common Core repeal laws that are starting to go through. Ohio has been really stuck on this for a while, and right now we finally got some movement going to hopefully repeal Common Core in that Buckeye state. So that's really great. So on my show, I try to bring all different opinions on from all different political perspectives, but the bottom line is we essentially the network is truth emerges, and truth does emerge on our radio network because we talk about real issues, and we have to talk about white nationalism because of the fact that one of the things I really praised James on recently is the fact that he's brought up the fact that nationalism is not a bad word, and nationalism is rising all across the globe against globalism. We see it in India. We see it in Greece, especially with groups such as Golden Dawn. They're starting to rise up, not only in their own parliament, but in the EU. So this is the beginning, and we as we get more Tea Party people winning races, such as David Bratt and things of these natures, just normal people, this is how we take our government back.
Well, nationalism is the reason why Europe has been at peace since World War II. You've seen these conglomerate nations like Yugoslavia breaking up into their ethnic and racial components, and when people have their own nation, they can live at peace with each other.
With that, folks, we got to take a break, but we'll be back with more of the Political Cesspool right after this, live from Nashville, Tennessee.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to the Political Cesspool Radio program. Only 30 minutes left. Where's the time gone? But there's still actually people in this room, right? Yes, indeed. There are a few. It is a Saturday night in Nashville, so we've lost a few to attrition to the entertainment downstairs. But they are. No, I'm just kidding. We're having a great time tonight. And Sonny Thomas is with us, wrapping things up with Sonny. Sonny, before we bring Don Black on. Don Black in this room tonight. But Sonny, in addition to the radio work you do, and I'm thankful that you play the Political Cesspool and some of our network's content on your programming up there. You also have cable access television, correct? Am I right about that?
Yes, it's a Time Warner Digital Channel 991. It covers the entire Southwest Ohio area. So any given time we play programs featured by the council or by Jared Taylor, for example, just to get the truth out there, at least that there's an alternate viewpoint. And that definitely has panned out to be very successful in educating the people about some real issues that go on. So if anyone wants to find out about me or check out my show or anything, it's sunnythomas.com. You can also check out the cfccohio.org and definitely go from there.
Well, Sonny, I appreciate your grassroots activism and all you do for people. And that's what it's all about. It's about doing what you can with the resources you have available and making for yourself resources that would otherwise be unavailable. And you've shown us the way in doing that. And we appreciate the work of Sonny Thomas, everybody. Come on, Brian. Come on, Brian. All right, Don Black. Don Black has a website that, you know, is not very well known. It only gets about 50,000 unique visitors a day, and on some days 100,000. But that everybody knows about Don Black's website. But that's not what we're going to be talking about. Well, we might talk about it. But Don gave an excellent presentation today during part of the panel about how to deal with the media, and he focused on building your own media. And certainly Don was a trailblazer in that in so many regards. But Don also does a radio program as well. And in addition to the 50,000 unique human visitors per day that visits Don's website, Stormfront, you've got the radio show, which Don is now syndicated with the Rents Radio Network after for years being on an AM station in West Palm Beach, Florida. And there you're adding thousands more to the fray that are tuning in live or tuning in to the broadcast archives after the fact. And Don has a Monday through Friday show syndicated by Rents, and we know some other people on with Rents, and Jeff does a good job, and I've been a guest on Jeff's show a time or two, and he helped me promote my book when it came out in 2010. And so we like the people that he has on, and we like the things that he talks about, and his website has a lot of good content. But, you know, we're talking here, and we're thankful for the audience that we have here tonight. I mean, every seat sold out during the conference this week. But it's still a small number in the grand scheme of things. You have conferences with a couple of hundred people, for instance. But what Don is doing is reaching, obviously, tens of thousands through the Internet, but on his radio show as well, thousands. And just imagine that. And that's what I was getting at. Imagine speaking every day, 5 days a week, to a small coliseum, you know, of 3, 4, 5,000 people at a time. I mean, that is a major audience, and it cannot be discounted. So I want to talk to Don about his work on the radio and building his own media. Don Black, everybody, the one and only.
Yeah. Well, it's great to be here, James. Great to be on your show. You were an inspiration for us, of course. We carried your show, simulcasted on Stormfront Radio for quite some time, and we were inspired eventually to set up our own show on local AM radio in West Palm Beach, WPBR 1340 AM, which we did for 3 years. We started out twice a week, then very quickly switched to 5 days a week, which can be a burden.
We did that for a while.
Yeah, well, every morning, 9 o'clock would come around, every weekday morning, and it does now. We do our show on the RENS network for 2 hours instead of just one. And I had some trepidation about doing that because, you know, it can drag. But I've got great co-hosts. One of them is here with us, of course, in the room now on your show. And you interviewed him earlier. Paul Fromm is one of our co-hosts for the second hour. We have Roy doing the first hour almost every day so far. And another gentleman, an attorney from California, also co-hosting second hour. Plus great callers and other guests, other people who co-hosted, Father Francis, he would come into the studio in West Palm on the earlier version of our show. And various others. So we got a nice following out there, and they make it a lot easier for me. But I can remember having to go into a studio at 9 o'clock sometimes by myself sometimes, and I always things to talk about. Of course, you can always find news stories you can comment on. But typically, when I would be by myself, nobody would call, and there would be no. So okay, I've got to talk. I don't have to do it. It works out really well now. And so, and again, we got some great co-hosts. They always have great ideas. Roy is kind of a contrarian sometimes, and helps out with the first hour. And he's a great co-host, and he was co-host on our earlier show. And we've given, you know, we got good audience numbers. As far as bang for our buck, and of course we pay for the time. Even though we run RENS Radio Network commercials, but of course we also pay for the time. And our audience, every time I look at it, you know, on a weekly basis, they go up, and so I can't complain about that. And even though, like I said, it can be a burden because it's, you know how live shows are, you have to do them live. You can't say, oh, I'll wait, I'll do them couple hours from now. If it's in the morning, it seems to be even more pressing to get up and get ready for a show. But it's definitely been worth it. The website, Stormfront website, of course, has had a big impact, I think. But our audience has not been increasing. I mean, it's high, of course, with 50,000, but it's not been increasing like our radio audience has steadily lately. And a lot of people that listen to the show aren't into the internet thing so much, particularly a discussion board. So a lot of, we have a different audience, people that listen to our show. We get a lot of the RENS audience. RENS is more, you know, conspiracy oriented type shows, but Jeff RENS has been really supportive of us. And so I've been, and David Duke comes on after me, of course, you've been on his show. So we've got 3 solid hours every morning, and we get, a big live, I know I mentioned the numbers earlier, but our live streaming audience continues to edge up. Plus we get the archives, a little more on the archives. So, you know, we're getting up to pretty, and people can call in, they can call the number and listen. If they've got a phone minutes, they can call and listen live. So that works well, and I'm really happy.
Well, I mean, certainly we're happy too, because it's not just one show now. There's many shows out there on different networks, but all still part of the same family that are pulling in the same direction. And when you add all of those numbers together, and this was, I guess, the crux of the entire panel, really a whole afternoon worth of talks from about 6 or 7 different individuals, yourself and myself included, along with some of the others that have been on the show tonight. You don't need to rely on the mainstream or the, and I don't even like to say that word anymore, because I mean, what's mainstream? I mean, is mainstream someone who reaches, you know, as you do, 50,000 people a day? I mean, what's considered to be mainstream? But we'll say the establishment news. We don't have to rely on them anymore to be fair with us, because you know that's not going to happen. And so now the focus is to be not to beg for scraps off their table to get the message out, as opposed to going out and pamphleting, which was the only other alternative, you know, not so terribly long ago.
but focused on the building of our own media, and collectively that media continues to grow, whereas the establishment media, particularly print, I mean, you look at all the newspapers that are dying and are just beyond bankrupt, but they're being propped up a little bit longer, they're on life support. Our numbers are growing. It might not be to the extent to where they will be, or they should be, or where our opposition is now, but it is on an upward trajectory. Theirs is on a downward trajectory. These are all encouraging trends, and it's not just one or two voices out there anymore, thanks to the internet and the way that we've been able to harness technology to get this message out to our people. Don, there's a lot of good things to invest some hope in. Am I right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we are the mainstream media doesn't mean the same thing it did. The old media, the radio networks, television networks are now the legacy media, to be more accurate. And so, you know, as I pointed out during my presentation today and yesterday, we have a gift with all of this. So we...
We got to take a break, everybody. I hated to cut Don Black off, but we got a commercial. We'll be back with more right after this. Give it up for Don Black, everybody. One.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody. I'm lamenting with Don Black right now about the drive to Tennessee from South Florida. But that was for the commercial break. But now we're back to the radio show. We got one more segment, and it's all going to be over for tonight. What are y'all cheering about? That it's about to be over? but no. But the legendary Don Black, it's always great to have him on the show. It doesn't happen nearly often enough, and he was kind enough to put up a plug for the live broadcast tonight on his website, and so we want to thank him for that, and I know that's going to bring us a tremendous amount of audience. But, Don, yeah, please, for the sake of the political cesspool listeners who are also looking for content during the week above and beyond what our own network provides, how can they tune into your show on the Rinse Radio Network?
The easiest to remember is just go to our website, stormfront.org, and there is an announcement at the top of every page and a link to the Rinse Radio Listen Live page. Or you can go to rinseradio.com if you want to, but the Listen Live page directly for Stormfront is there. So you can listen on the net. You can call. If you have a KU satellite, you can listen to that. But most people either listen on the net or they call. I don't think there are any current AM stations that have picked up the feed. Now, our old station was bought by an Israeli. I think he actually bought it because of us. The owner of the old station was very friendly and supportive, a Bulgarian immigrant. But well, that was good because it was really expensive to. So anyway, just go to stormfront.org and click on the link, the Listen Live link at the top of every page. That's the easiest way. Or and you can also get the call number there if you want to call in with a regular phone. It's a long distance call, but if you've got the minutes for long distance, you can call and listen. A lot of people do that. I do it myself sometimes.
Yeah, we've got that too. It's interesting how far technology's come. And you've been a trailblazer in technology, Don. So one more time, a round of applause for Don Black. All right, Keith's got somebody who wants to come up in the waning minutes here.
Right. We got the cherry on top now. The idea apparently has gotten current that somehow the political cesspool and the Council of Conservative Citizens is primarily, if not exclusively, a Southern phenomenon. We're going to explode that myth right now. We've got one of the original Jersey boys here. And he's coming up to talk to us now. Come on, let's get up here now.
All right.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
Well, Keith Alexander, James Edwards, this is a surreal moment to be up here. My name is Teddy from New Jersey.
Teddy boy.
And I can actually say a few things right now. I went on the internet after the 2008 elections, and I was distraught. I was heartbroken, like many people were at that time. And I found something called the Council of Conservative Citizens. And I discovered that, and I read the 14th Statement of Principles by the late and great Sam Francis. And I knew that was a very articulate, a very honest and truthful statement. And that led me to this great organization of the Council of Conservative Citizens. And once a year, the CFCC has an annual conference, and James Edwards and the political cesspool come. So it's kind of like an eclipse once a year where these two great organizations come together, and it's a really wonderful thing. And as Mr. Alexander said, I don't have a Southern accent. I am a Yankee from the North. But it really doesn't matter because, you know, we are together in this struggle, and it's a struggle of love. We are a brotherhood. We are a sisterhood. And you know, what I feel in this room right now, more than anything else, is love. You know, we're comrades here. And these are people who are not motivated. In this room here, you have a collection of people who are not motivated by money or a desire for fame. Or hatred, or any thing of that nature. The motivation is love, you know, primarily for your family, but your extended family, but love in general. And so if anybody has listened to the political cesspool and thought, you know, this James Edwards guy, yeah, he sounds all right, but is he all right? You know, I really don't know. Or this Keith Edwards guy, yeah, this Keith Alexander guy, is he on the level? Is this really how they are? And in real life, they really are very nice, very straightforward, sincere, good, God-fearing Christian people. And that's the fact. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Wow. What was your name again?
Teddy.
From New Jersey. Teddy. Well, there's one thing I want to do, and I'm going to toss it back to Keith. And by the way, you know, and as I mentioned, Keith has been on hiatus to deal with business matters for the last few weeks. It's the first time in 6 or 7 years he's been co-hosting with me that he has ever missed more than 1 week at a time, or 2 weeks max. So it's great to have Keith Alexander back, and of all the nights for him to come back, it was right here live in person, and he'll be back with us, you know, henceforth, you know, going on back on regular schedule as his duties as a co-host dictate. But let's hear it for Keith Alexander the Great, everybody. Yeah, come on. But there was one thing, I believe it was the Copperhead, who put a bee in my bonnet, and we've got about 5 minutes before the end of the show, but don't want to wait till the last minute to do this. Because it's something that he suggested to me, and I thought it'd be a great idea to close out this show. So we'll close out the show, not early, but we'll work this in early, and then we'll have a couple of parting shots. But if I could be so bold, I would ask for everyone to stand up for this. This is something I want to do. This has never before been done on the political cesspool, and I don't know how it's going to come across, but I want you to do it as loud as you possibly can. If you know the song, sing along. But when I went to I went to a private Christian school. Of course, I live in Memphis, so it was either that or, you know, face genocide at the public schools. So I went to a private Christian school. It was a Baptist school at the time, Southern Baptist. And I was born in the 80s, in 1980. I was born in 1980, so my elementary school years were the early 80s. And I can remember every morning, even in the early 80s, before school started, we would do as they did in Christian schools. We would pledge allegiance to the Bible, the Christian flag, and the American flag, and we would also sing Dixie. We would actually sing Dixie after having pledged to the American flag, which was pretty cool back then. They don't do that at Briarcrest anymore, I can tell you that. But they did in the early 80s. And I'd like to end out the show tonight, if we could, by singing the Southern National Anthem. And I don't mean all the verses, because there's a lot of different verses to Dixie, and there's like 5 or 6. But I just mean the original one that everybody knows. If you know it at all, you know the first verse. So I'm just going to count down from 3, and then me and Keith will start. And if you know it, you can sing along. And, yeah, we'll get this one so we can do it for the audience. We're going to sing Dixie live on the radio to close out this great conference and this weekend of fellowship here in Nashville with Council and the Political Cesspool. So here we go, everybody. 3, 2, 1. Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixieland where I was born, early on one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Oh, I wish I was in Dixie, away, away. In Dixieland I'll take my stand, to live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south. Well, we won't win any Grammys, but it came from the heart, by God, and we meant it, and it meant something to me. That was the first time in 10 years we've ever done that on the air. What have we been waiting on? We're fighting against cultural currents, Keith said into the mic here in the room. But listen, folks, if you enjoyed listening to this broadcast tonight, we encourage you to be with us the next time we do a live radio remote with live audience participation. And you can tune into our website at thepoliticalcesspool.org to get all the details as to when that will be. I want to thank the Council of Conservative Citizens for giving us an opportunity to come up and broadcast live from their event, and of course for giving me and Keith Alexander and so many other wonderful people a chance to address the audience behind the podium today, and then certainly from behind the microphones
tonight. And most of all, I want to thank the audience here that has made this one a good broadcast. To the audience, everybody! This one's for y'all. People coming in and out all night. I'm shaking the hand of Matt, the Copperhead. I'm shaking his hand as we do it right now. And God bless all of y'all tonight. We only have a few minutes remaining. I'm your host, James Edwards of The Political Cesspool. Be sure to check us out at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And with that being said, I'll see you next week. We'll be back in Memphis, but we've loved being in Nashville tonight. God bless you. Remember to live life the way we do without retreat, surrender, or apologies. Good night, everybody. Hey.